having a good drive into work this morning. You bad? Man, you're really scratchy this morning. Must be foggy up there. Yes, sir. Pretty heavy, too. It's clear down the mountain, anyway. Really see the moon through the fog right now. It ain't any fog down here. They call this the Smoky Mountains. Yeah, maybe so. Yesterday. Bad. A little short. Just getting done quick. Generally means nobody's buying much. So. But it'll come back around. It always does. Always little dips in it from week to week. This time of year's got to be a little bit slow for you anyway, right? Anymore, you can't count on it. Usually it's a little slow starting next month because of Christmas. But right now, you just don't know what's going on. You just try to do the best you can with what you got. That one, you got to play it by ear. We're in uncharted territory. Sure. Yesterday. I left at 9 and took 6 hours vacation. Me and Susan went and looked at some properties that we thought we might be interested in. Heard you on the radio yesterday about 9:30, 10 o'clock. By the time I called Susan to tell her I was on my way, you were talking with Tom. And then when I got back, we got done with the call, I called out and nobody answered, and then Rusty came on. That was right about that time, so I was surprised to hear your voice on there, but I figured you was going to get something for the plan again. Get the work truck when I got to go out, and there's no radio in there except the FM radio. I got to go out today to Best Buy. They don't open till 10, so... Another TV. A bracket to hang it. It didn't come in until the next day. TV in the break room or the meet room? Some kind of security cameras, I guess, to replace one that they have. The one they have is smaller, and you can't see real good on it, so they wanted a larger one. Hill and down that way towards that Michelin plant and everything, it's kind of remote and it's a long way from anything, you know, and hate to get moved down there and then something happened to me or something, you know, and then she's down there by herself. It's definitely spread out down that way. A couple of others that the pictures in the description were really misleading. Love how realtors do that. Try to make it look better than it really is. It was like 4 acres, but it was only like maybe 150 feet wide. And it was this deep, but it was, they had what looked like they had logged it maybe 5 years ago. And then, so, you know, the trees were starting to grow up, and it was just, you know, overgrown, and that it was between two nice woods. Into my radio. Something about quiet radio. quiet and getting to my radio, but I can barely make out what you're saying.
Listen, and Ed, I understood that one. And then
maybe they'll get it figured out or whatever. It'll clear up. It could be something to do with the temperature inversion that Dave was saying a while back. It's something to do with that.
It is, because most of the time it's good, and I'm sure they hadn't changed anything.
It's a lot of work trying to maintain a repeater. I'll go ahead and say 7-3s. I'm getting into my bad area anyway. So if you have a good day, be safe out there, and I'll talk to you this afternoon. KO4HK, and I'm clear. 7-3.
Hey, you have a good one, Patrick, and I'll try to catch you this afternoon. 7-3s, KN4TFW.